My name's Chris Maxwell, and I'm the executive director of the South Dakota Agricultural Foundation.
What is the South Dakota Agricultural Foundation?
Yeah, so it's a foundation that's been created here in South Dakota to invest in the future of South Dakota, and specifically the future of agriculture in South Dakota. And it's really a group that's looking to have a positive, proactive impact on the industry into the future. And we're looking to build a long-term endowment fund that will, for the future of agriculture, reinvest back into all of the issues, opportunities, challenges, things that face our industry, which is, as we all know, changing at a dramatic pace.
So what is the goal of all of this? What would you like to see happen with these investments?
Yeah, so I mean, at the end of the day, like I just said a moment ago, we want to be able to take a positive, proactive approach to investing in agriculture. So whether you look at education, whether you look at leadership and entrepreneurship, economic development in our state around agriculture, we want to have the tools and resources to invest in the things that we need to. When you look at the pace of change that's happened over the last 10, 20, 30 years and what agriculture looks like today as compared to what it did those number of years back, we know we need to have tools and resources to be able to respond proactively where we can to invest in those things that are going to lift up and help South Dakota agriculture build and grow and thrive.
The South Dakota Agricultural Foundation just released a video, Maybe We Should Do Something.
Yeah.
What's the idea behind that?
Yeah. You know, the idea for us is, I mean, it goes back to our founding when former Secretary of Agriculture Lucas Lynch, who's now the CEO of the Midwest Dairy Association, when he was starting his role as the Secretary of Agriculture, ran across what was a ag promotion fund, really a foundation for agriculture that the state of South Dakota had looked at 30 years ago. He asked the question of himself and a number of other individuals in the private sector of, maybe we should do something. And that conversation starting there has continued on, and we've continued to ask that question, and really just the question of, what should we do? Where are our opportunities? Where are the opportunities to raise funds and build and grow a foundation, or where are the opportunities to invest those funds? And for this to be successful, we have to engage our industry and, frankly, all of our state across the board in what's the future of agriculture and what's the future of our state with agriculture being our number one industry. How do those tie together, and how are we having the right conversations to really build the future we want to build together?
In that statement, maybe we should do something, how do you see South Dakota farmers becoming involved, those who would like to get behind this? How should they be involved?
Step number one, we want to be in touch with them. We want to talk about why we started down this path, and we want to hear from them on what are the opportunities that they see today in front of them. What are the challenges that they're seeing? We all know the current cycle of agriculture has some challenges for everyone, and at the same time, we think that's the perfect time to be having these conversations and talking about what does our future look like and how are we building that together. So number one, I want them to reach out to us. Number two, I want them to get engaged and excited about our programming that we're rolling out today. I think we've got a great big vision, but you prove that by the things that you're doing today. And in the new grant programs that we're starting out, we're starting the leadership and entrepreneurship program that we're looking to roll out for 13 to 18 year olds. You know, those things that we're looking to do today, investing in a focus on how we think about economic development differently, how we think about philanthropy and agriculture. We want to make that engagement and that contact first. And then finally, we want them to support our efforts. We want them to feel like this is an effort that I want to get behind, whether it's financially, whether it's with their time and energy and resources. We want people to get engaged.
How are you raising funds?
To this point, our primary investors have been from the private sector and have been strong support from our agribusiness groups in South Dakota. We've got a good initial start. We've raised about $1.5 million in commitments, and although that is wonderful, that's far from our ultimate goals. And the goal of this effort as well is to get the word out. And we all know what it takes to build endowment funds and foundations for the future, but that there does take a lot of capital. We also know you have to prove it today and show the work that we're doing and build the partnerships. And so we're working on both those efforts at the same time. And we've had terrific early support. And we're looking to bring those other partners on here over the coming months and years.
I see that there's an economic development assessment initiative that's on tap for this fall. What's that, and what will that do?
Sure. You know, the plan there is really the traditional step back, I guess I would say. And what we want to do there, and we've already had preliminary conversations with a number of groups engaged in economic development efforts in South Dakota, and really our goal is, what are we doing today? What's working great? What are the things we love? What are the things we're having challenges with and we're struggling with? And where do we want to put our energies and resources around that? And then what are things that are happening in other places? You know, how can we think outside of our borders? How can we reach out to our larger network of groups that are doing some different innovative things in economic development? Really taking that step back to say, of the time, energy, capital that we're investing into these efforts, do we feel like they're in the right place? And no judgment on what's ever happened in the past. It's just taking that step back and trying to be really thoughtful and intentional as we move forward with where we put those dollars. The final piece I would add is just we're really excited about the future of agriculture and the future of South Dakota with agriculture as its leading industry. We feel like there's tremendous opportunity. We feel like agriculture as a whole has been on the leading edge of technology, of innovation, and we want to find ways to harness the success that has come to today and then just continue to reinvest that back into the future. You know, we were really built on a model very similar to what is the South Dakota Community Foundation. And that's an organization that, started 30 years ago today and as of this year is now, it has invested $100 million back into South Dakota through the funds that they've built and grown. And what we want to be able to do is to be able to do something like that for agriculture. And so we're excited about the opportunity and we want to engage with people.